This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A Montgomery man has been charged by the Fish and Wildlife Department with intentionally feeding bears. And one bear that man was allegedly feeding was later shot by a neighbor who said it was self-defense. An investigating warden said the bears had lost their fear of humans. Well, here to tell us more about these dangers is Forrest Hammond, a bear biologist for the Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
So what was going on in this Montgomery case?
In this case, it was the first time the state has charged somebody under a fairly recent law that makes it illegal to feed bears.
So do we know what the man was feeding bears? Does it even matter?
It doesn't matter too much, except the fact that the people were intentionally feeding bears and attracting the bears, and it was causing quite a few other problems. But in this case, it was birdseed that the bears were being fed.
So the intention doesn't matter here. I mean, this man was not trying to harm the bear. Do most of these cases turn out to be people that think they're helping in some way?
Oh, yes, certainly so. I think most of the people actually have big hearts, and they feel that they're helping the bears. They like to see them, but at the same time, they feel that they're helping the bears.
I have to tell you, you know, I hear about these people who say, you know, they want to help the bears, they like to feed them, they like to see them. Myself, I've never encountered a bear, but black bear or not, I would find that pretty scary. I mean, wouldn't common sense tell you to keep away from a wild animal that big and potentially dangerous?
Well, you'd hope so. We actually feel, and it's been the experience of the different states, that the people are most at risk from bears are actually the people feeding them. And the case in point, when you visit a residence of someone feeding bears, you almost always find signs that the bears have tried to break into that house, and that the people have put up different barricades and different things to try to keep the bears from breaking in and to getting more food from them. In the case of this Montgomery home, all the lower windows had electric wire around them to keep the bears from breaking in.
Wow, so this had been, a situation where the bear had been around this area before. You know, we mentioned that this is, you don't want to treat wildlife like they're pets, but, I mean, are black bears generally dangerous or not?
No, they're not at all. We have approximately 6,000 bears in the state. People are around bears most all the time, usually without knowing it. If you're walking in the woods or picking berries or something, oftentimes the bear would have known that you were around and just kind of melted into the woods. They have very good sense of smell and hearing, and will almost always move away without you ever even seeing them.
Now, what happens if you are on a hiking trail? I realize this is different than the feeding issue, but if you do encounter a bear, what's the best strategy? What's the best thing to do?
In most cases, the bear, upon seeing that you're there, as I said, will flee. The bears are quite wary of people in New England. We do have hunting seasons for bears, and this modifies the bears' behavior. They see and normally fear bears. So encountering one on the trail, you're actually lucky to see one. Most people think that that's pretty neat to do that. If the bear did not flee right off, at that point you would probably talk in a normal voice, make sure the bears know you're there. I would never turn around and run, just like you wouldn't run from a strange dog. That often would elicit a behavior perhaps being chased if you ran away. But the best thing is just to stand your ground and talk in a normal voice.
Now, you mentioned this recent law. It's about 2 years old, prohibiting the intentional feeding of bears. What are the specifics of that law?
You cannot intentionally feed bears or even unintentionally feed bears if a warden feels that it's attracting bears and causing a problem and gives you a warning, that if you continued to feed, then you might receive a citation and be ticketed with a fine for up as much as $1,000 and loss of hunting and fishing privileges for up to a year.
What are some common sense things people can do to prevent bears from coming onto their property?
The biggest thing is just to make sure there's not an obvious attractant for the bears. The bears are easily attracted to very smelly things, especially black oil sunflower seeds and suet that are left out during the spring, summer, and fall. When the bears might be feeding in the woods nearby, that would certainly be an attractant. Also, large amounts of garbage that are left outside and unsecured will attract bears.
Now, how is the bear population doing in the state of Vermont? Are they having, let's say, a good year?
Oh, they should be pretty soon. Last year was a very good food year. This year, we probably will not have the beech nuts that we had last year, but it's looking like it should be a good year for oaks, for the acorn nuts, once those are available to the bears. And just within the last week or two, the raspberries and black raspberries and blueberries have begun being available to the bears. And within a week or so, chokecherry and then blackberry will be. And it looks like there should be plenty of food for the bears, yes.
And they are magnificent animals, aren't they? Just don't feed them. You don't want to attract them to your area.
No, don't feed them. The big thing is that a fed bear changes its behavior to look at people as a source of food. So even if you think you're helping the bears out by giving them some food in a time that they might be hungry, they're going to leave your residence, and in the course of one night, a bear might travel 5 miles and show up in somebody else's yard and give them quite a scare to show up on their deck or in the backyard looking for food in a similar manner. And in some of these cases, people feel that for self-defense reasons, they would shoot the bear or try to scare it off in a way that might injure the bears or something like that.
And we don't want that to happen. Forrest Hammond is bear biologist for the Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch.